This is iUniverse Radio. iUniverse Radio is brought to you by iUniverse, the leading book marketing, editorial services, and supported self-publishing company. iUniverse Radio is produced by TogiNet Radio, on the web at toginet.com.
The title of the book, 13 Months with an Angel, Learning to See God's Plan During the Trials. And the author is Steve Patterson, and Steve joins us now on iUniverse Radio. Hello, Steve.
Hi, how are you doing?
Well, good to have you here, and good to have you share this very personal story, very emotional story with us. I'm going to read some statements that you have shared to kind of set up a general view of what your story is about. You say, the incredible story of how God used one family with a special needs angel to reach out to others and to demonstrate God's strength, his power, but above all, his love for us. And then you also have dedicated this book in loving memory of our son, Braden, who was with you for 13 months, and your brother, James Allen Patterson, and all the special needs children in the world and their families. So this book, 13 Months with an Angel, I guess that really, the title in of itself kind of tells us that you had this young child, Braden, only be with you for 13 months. So with all that pain and dealing with this incredible event in your life, why did you write the book?
Well, Steve, we originally started learning through Braden that God has a way to communicate with others in a special way. Our normal world was pretty much shattered whenever we went in for a normal delivery with Braden, and then when complications came about, Braden went approximately 17 minutes without heartbeat or oxygen. And from that point on, it was strictly a higher focus that we had to have for our day-to-day lives. Primarily, the reason that I wrote the book was I wanted others to know that, you know, God will provide hope and strength and comfort when faced, you know, with difficult challenges, such as in our case, we were challenged with, you know, trying to take care of a special needs baby. Primarily, I'd say the motivation that drove me to write this book was God. He moved my heart to communicate this story with others as best I could. And I also had an overwhelming feeling that I felt from him, from God, for us to share this story with as many people as possible.
Now, Braden was born July 11th. Braden was born July 11th, 2001. And he passed away August 22nd, 2002. Now, when you first realized that there was going to be some complications, what did the doctors tell you at that moment after the birth?
Well, when we first realized there were complications, we were actually still in the labor room. We had gone in, as I mentioned, for a normal delivery. Braden was actually a week past the due date. We went in at 7 a.m. to have labor induced. Tracy, is my wife, had labor induced at 7 a.m. Around 5 p.m., Braden just wasn't progressing down the birth canal as normal births go. And the doctor and myself were actually outside of the room in the hall, and he communicated to me that he felt like it might be time to do a C-section. Just because Tracy was getting tired, and he felt like Braden was getting tired. And we walked into the room after that discussion, and immediately the monitors went off about that same time. And that's when Braden's heart had stopped. And so they were just jerking the cables out of the wall, the doctor and the nurse, and pushing Tracy down the hall to the operating room. They were running while pushing her, and literally ran into a custodian's cart on the side. There was such a hurried need or sense of urgency. And so once in the operating room, I wasn't allowed while they were prepping Tracy to be in there. So I had no idea what was going on. I didn't know if Tracy was going to be okay. I didn't know if Braden was going to be okay. I didn't know anything. They finally let me sit down at the edge of the operating room while they did a C-section, emergency C-section on Tracy. And still, I hadn't had no correspondence with the doctor, you know, since the time they rushed Tracy to be operated on. Only after I saw them carry Braden, and it was a sight that I'll never forget. It, you know, they carried Braden from Tracy over to the table to clean him up, and he was totally ash white, kind of a gray. His arms were limp, and it's just, it was just, you could tell that there was no life. And I kept hearing those that were working on Braden saying that they couldn't get a heartbeat. You know, they didn't have a pulse. And they were continuing to bag him with oxygen. And all this time, I just prayed and prayed, you know, for God to help me understand how I need to deal with this situation. Still did not know Tracy's circumstances. And finally, I heard one of the nurse practitioners say that they had a heartbeat. And then they had him breathing. And then they went ahead and rushed Braden off to the neonatal intensive care unit. And then at that time, Steve, is when the doctor mentioned to me that, you know, Tracy would be okay, and he asked if I would be okay. And that's the only correspondence, communications that I remember with him at that immediate time.
So the actual seriousness of this 17 minutes didn't really hit you at that moment in time, because after all, your baby now is breathing.
Yes. I was so thankful that to know that he was alive and to know that Tracy was alive. At that point, a part of me thought, you know, everything was going to be okay or normal. And I did not know the seriousness of Braden's situation, nor did the medical staff at that time, because it was just too early to tell.
So when did you know? When did the medical people know, and when were you told?
Well, I guess it was either later that night when Tracy was able to go see Braden for the very first time, which was near midnight, when she got to go see Braden for the first time, and when we saw all of the monitors and everything hooked to him, and he was on a ventilator as well to help him with his breathing. Probably at that time we realized that without a doubt there were complications. And later, I guess that following week, is when they actually ran some tests that verified that there was some brain damage. But it was still so early, we didn't know what the extent of it might be, but we were made aware, you know, that there was going to be some brain damage. We still had hope that it might be minimal and something, you know, that was a very early time for us to have a better understanding that what we've known for to be normal for all of our adult lives, we were being educated to what a new normal was going to be for us.
Well, and then obviously every day, I'm sure, more questions, more prayer, more uncertainty, more, if you will, of a deep, maybe not as deep the pain as eventual, the size of the pain when Braden was taken home. But at the same time, there must have been that deep down, that pain just that was just kind of growing.
Sure. I mean, your heart, when you're talking about your children, you know, any parent can attest that you don't want to see and experience your child hurting. I mean, most any parent would do anything to take a child's hurt or pain away, and particularly with all infants, because they can't communicate to you, they can't talk to you, they can't, you know, really tell you what's wrong with them. It's even magnified, and our hearts were just totally crushed with the situation that we were facing. But then on the same note, our hearts were overflowing abundantly with love for Braden. I mean, we were so in love with him the way that he was. And the key for us was, before Braden was ever born, Tracy and I had prayed for God to give us the gift that he wanted. We never prayed for a boy. We never prayed for a girl. We never prayed for a healthy baby. We truly wanted, this was our very first child together, and we wanted God to bless us with a child that he wanted us to have. And so, Steve, I'll tell you, we felt like we were exactly where we were supposed to be, and we were looking at an opportunity to take care of a special child that God trusted us with. So that helped ease the heartache, if you want to say, because we knew we were doing something that was pretty special.
Well, that takes a lot of spiritual maturity to face this kind of a situation. Like you say, even right from the beginning, you were praying for God's will.
Sure.
So we're not going to go through step by step through all the ups and downs, and that's why obviously you've written the book and people can read that. But you know, some of your chapters, you can tell by the title of the chapters that there's a lot going on. Like, one is the power of prayer, another one is God's love shines bright, another one is seasonal memories, another joy in tears. You can see that there's up and down all the time, and that's kind of what, I guess, that 13 months was all about.
Yes, it was. When Braden was born, I didn't know, and Tracy didn't know, we didn't know really, in some ways, how to express our emotions to some extent, because, when you're faced with having a special needs child, or let's say you have a special needs adult, or anyone that requires special needs, your mindset pretty quickly of those of the caretaker are, you're not going to look at the negatives. You're going to focus on the positives, because the negatives are always going to be there, and they will bring you down. And so, you just focus on the positives. The writing and the chapters of this story, and I appreciate you bringing that up, I actually started writing some poems and some short stories because it was my avenue to express myself, to express my feelings from the innermost part of me. And I never have really done any writing until now, until I wrote this book. And the month after Braden passed away, I was so moved to write this story that I just started actually just writing it in chronological order, just strictly my thoughts. And I would plug in some of the poems and the short stories that are found within this book. But another thing that is really interesting that the reader might find is interesting with this book is, the month after Braden passed away, Tracy found out that she was expecting a little girl. And it's just like God had blessed us with Braden, and we feel like he truly appreciated everything that we did for Braden. And he turned right around and gave us another gift. And so, with a sense of urgency, because I knew having another baby in a few months, I very well would not have the same memory of all the little intricate details of our time with Braden. So the hard draft of 13 months with an angel was done beginning the month after Braden passed away, and primarily a month before our daughter was born. And so that way, it was a total clear, what I say, just the details are very accurate. They were very accurate in my mind. But again, you can see that it's taken a while for us to get to this point where we're talking about actually having a published book. Because I'll tell you, Steve, when I wrote this, I just wanted to share the story with people that it might could help or they might want to read this. At that particular time, I really did not know I would be sitting on the phone, I mean, sitting here talking with you on the phone about a book that Steve Patterson published. That wasn't in my forethought at that time.
Well, I'm sure your book will help a lot of people who are experiencing the same kind of trauma and the same kind of emotion. Even though they're all unique experiences, there's a common pain and journey that all people who go through this kind of experience share. So thank you so much for doing this, and thank you for being on iUniverse Radio. And tell us how to get your book, Steve.
Well, you can get it by going directly to the link at iUniverse. It's you can just do a Google. You can Google on 13 Months with an Angel, and it'll come up. The iUniverse website is www.iUniverse.com. It's also out on Amazon.com, and the easiest way would just simply just to go out and search for it, and it is available in some bookstores. We're still working on a regional campaign right now to promote it. I actually have an author signing a week from Saturday at the Irving Mall in Irving, Texas, and that's at the Barnes & Noble. So there's a few Barnes & Noble stores carrying it right now. You can just ask your local bookstore. They can go online, and they can search for it, and they can order it pretty much from any bookstore.
Well, thanks again, Steve. Thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you very much for having me, and I certainly appreciate your time and the opportunity to visit with you.
That was Steve Patterson. He is the author of his book, 13 Months with an Angel, Learning to See God's Plan During the Trials.